Well, millions of additional masks and protective equipment are being rushed to Sydney amid fears that frontline health staff could be exposed as the outbreak of the super contagious Delta variant there continues to accelerate. 112 new infections were recorded up to 8 p.m. last night, despite what the Premier described as a massive drop in mobility because of stricter lockdown measures that were imposed last Friday. There are growing calls for the closure of all non-essential retail ahead of a new support package for business that's expected in the coming days. Let's begin tonight in Sydney with David Lipson.
Sydney was warned the numbers would be bad, but a daily caseload in triple digits still came as a shock.
We had 112 additional cases, and I want to stress the vast majority of these cases are family members or very, very close contacts.
And worse still, another rise in the number of people infectious in the community before being detected, 34 in a day.
That is the number that we need to see as close to zero as possible before health will advise the government that the lockdown can end.
It's also skipped the border south. A Sydney removalist company delivered goods to two Melbourne families before discovering two of its moving staff were COVID positive. And several members of a family that returned to Victoria from New South Wales have tested positive as well. Sydney's red zone remains Fairfield, Liverpool and Canterbury Bankstown, but among them, Fairfield now accounts for the vast majority of cases. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there's been a massive drop in mobility since the stricter lockdown measures were announced on Friday. Nonetheless, it appears the outbreak is still accelerating.
Do not go to your medical centre, a pharmacist or a GP if you have symptoms, because we're seeing people unfortunately turn up to waiting rooms of medical centres or GP clinics, or else going into pharmacies when they've got symptoms and unintentionally passing the virus on.
The situation in Sydney hospitals is getting more urgent by the day, with a 20% increase in COVID admissions in just 24 hours. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant.
We currently have 63 COVID patients admitted to hospital. We've got 18 people in ICU, four of whom are ventilated. 25 people admitted to hospital at the moment are under the age of 55, and 14 are under the age of 35.
In grim anticipation of the dangers facing frontline medical staff from here, the Commonwealth is sending New South Wales additional protective gear. Here's Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt.
1 million surgical masks, 1 million N95 masks, 250,000 pairs of gloves, 250,000 gowns and 250,000 goggles. These are to assist in infection control.
An economic rescue package is also on the way. In an interview with Sky News, the Prime Minister suggested it would be aimed at business, an important element, he said, of last year's support payments.
One of the most effective measures, in addition to the income support, was the cash flow boost. That was a very effective measure because it gave business a lot of confidence. So you've really got to match the income support, which is what the Commonwealth is doing 100%, and then you've got to add to that the business cash flow support, which it gives the business the ability to push through the weeks ahead.
It's not enough.
Cassandra Goldie is the CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service.
We've got a massive lockdown here, millions of people affected.
Why is the equivalent of JobKeeper not enough?
The government has completely excluded a whole lot of people who have lost income through lost paid work because they've excluded people who are receiving some kind of social security payment like JobSeeker. Let's remember that one in three women and one in five men who are relying on JobSeeker also have part-time casual paid work. They've in many cases lost that kind of income. And of course, JobSeeker is back down at that brutal $44 per day. We need to keep everybody safe. It is about staying home. If you lose your home, you can't do that.
There's support for that in epidemiological circles too. Reina McIntyre is the head of the biosecurity program at the Kirby Institute at the University of New South Wales.
You have to support people who can't work, and they are often the most vulnerable people and the types of people who may be forced to breach lockdown rules because they have to actually put food on the table.
Is New South Wales doing enough in terms of this new and improved lockdown?
Well, I think, you know, we need to really look at what is defined as essential retail. You know, in winter, people, particularly in low-income households, during a lockdown can't afford heating all day. So people go to shopping centres in winter to keep warm. So the more shops you keep open, the more reasons you give people to go there, then you're getting people congregating in these shopping centres. And really, we should only have supermarkets, pharmacies, health facilities open at this time.
Raina McIntyre from the University of New South Wales. David Lipson with that report.